I mean, it's hard to hear now.
Dean, what do you expect to be like coaching this role team? Is it going to be an emotional day for you?
Oh, it's always an emotional day. I'm not going to lie about that and then act like it's not just another game. It's a big game for me. I mean, I think I mentioned it once before. It's kind of like when you go out and you play golf against somebody and you want to win, but when you play your brothers, you really want to win. You know, there's a lot of friends over there on the other sideline, a lot of old colleagues, a lot of players that I coach. So yeah, sure, it's an emotional game. It's always is.
What was your motivation to come here and coach linebackers after working there? What was kind of the thinking just on your going from there coming here?
Personal reasons. Well, the thing is that, you remember, Winslow was with them for a while. And then Winslow was also in the Tampa Bay system with Pete Mangurian, who coached at New England. So there's not as big a transition, I think, for people there with Winslow coming into this system as somebody might think, you know, just some tight end coming in from somewhere else. He'll know the system. How they use him, the one thing being with them for 6 years, there's so many different ways they can approach this game, and they have, and I've seen a lot of different ways, and I think you just got to be prepared for a lot of different scenarios personnel-wise. I mean, they brought Deion Branch back. I mean, there's a lot of different things that can go on there, and like I said, having been with them for a long time, there's a lot of different ways they can approach this game, and we're going to have to be kind of ready for all of it and see how they start it and see how they play it.
How would you describe your relationship with Coach Belichick, and what did you take away from his time spent working with him?
My relationship with him is great. We still speak on occasions when we're playing a team that's a common opponent. We aren't playing each other, you know. In certain years, we'll discuss things, and it's a great relationship. You know, and the biggest thing I've taken from him, as I've taken from all the head coaches, every head coach that I've worked for, John included, they all have their different ways of doing things, and they're all good. And so what you do is you kind of try to take, you know, you try to steal a little bit of attention to detail or whatever it might be within your personality. You take all those things from every head coach I've been with.
Dean, an underrated or maybe underappreciated or whatever you want to call it, but an area of Ladarius Webb's game is his tackling. He's a sound tackler. What is it about him that allows him to be so sound?
Well, the thing is, he's aggressive. That's the biggest thing. It's just like the cause fumble he had the other day when we blitzed him there in the Eagles game and popped the ball, and that was a big play right there on the fringe or in the high red area. He's an aggressive guy. He goes after the tackle. He's not tentative. You know, most guys that miss tackles go up there and they start to break down 3 yards away from the guy. The back's a good back in open space. He's gonna make you miss. The thing about Ladarius is he goes up there and he's aggressive and goes after it, keeps his head up and sees the tackle. Most tackles are missed because a guy drops his head or he stops. One of those two things usually. And the good thing about Webby is he usually doesn't do either one. He keeps his head up and he tries to run through the guy.
The fact that Ladarius and Bernard have been on the injury report, we just saw that. How's that holding them up and how's that holding them back?
It's really nothing's holding us back. We're still game planning for all the stuff that New England does. And so it's just, you know, with those guys, you'd have to talk to John. It's day by day with those guys as far as whether they play or not. Well, the thing I've always said about Ray is he approaches every year and every game and every week like he's a young guy in a young part of his career. He's never gotten to the point, which a lot of the great ones don't, and he is the great one. And he approaches every day like it's still, this is important, I'm not taking anything for granted. I told you, he sits there in the room and he looks like a rookie back there writing down notes, watching film, come in and tell you things that you may or may not have seen even as a coach. He studies. It's important to him, and he studies. And, you know, there's a lot of guys sometimes after certain years, they go, well, I kind of got all the answers. He's not like that, and that's the thing that I think, you know, a lot of people may not see. He is a student of the game. Besides being a good player physically and emotionally, he's a great player mentally. Pretty much all.
Yeah.
They played the whole game in nickel.
And that seemed to be a good strategy, right?
Seemed to be. They beat them.
Dean, we saw Courtney Upshaw get his most action to this point on Sunday, where have you seen him improve, and what specific area do you think he still needs to work on the most that might stand out?
Well, I think the thing that he's really improved on is the fact that just playing outside backer and setting the edge. Now, the one improvement we made from week one to week two was we did a good job of setting the edge on McCoy. He got outside of us once. We missed a tackle on the line of scrimmage, and that was his one big run. The rest of the time, we made him cut back into the traffic, which we wanted to do. And he's a good back. He made us miss some times. But for the most part, we weren't good the first week in that. We were good in the second week. So he, Albert, all those guys did a much better job. Okay? The downside of that is we missed some tackles. So there was good things about the game last week in the running game, and the fact was that we did a good job of setting the edge. Second thing was we missed a couple tackles, which we can't give up 100 yards. I don't care who it is or who it's to, because we gave up 30 yards to the quarterback. The other part with Courtney, though, is still, I mean, and he had some good pass rushes. He had some hits on the quarterback. He's just still got to keep learning the system, knowing the pass drops. That's usually always the outside backer's biggest learning curve, is all the pass drops, because they haven't had to do it in college, most of them, whether it be double J, almost all those guys. I'd say that's the biggest area he's still got to keep working on.
All right. Steve?
Okay.